Okay, so picture the scene. You have a Shabbaton. How many Shabbatonim have you been on where this situation comes up? I could give a situation of a Chassidus Shetish, but I figure more people have been in Shabbatons than Chassidus Shetishes. So you have your Shabbaton, or your family Simcha, or whatever it is. And you have no one's in a rush to get out of there. Everyone's having such a nice time. Shalosh Shudis. It's the end of the beautiful Shabbos. You've had a nice Shabbaton, a nice family Shabbos, whatever it is. And you're in the dining room at this hotel. And then everyone's still eating. You look at your watch. It's well past the Zman. So there's no Zman issues over here. It's 10 minutes past Rabbeinu Tam already. No one wants to get up to go daven Maariv. And what's eventually going to happen is the 25 men are going to get up and go daven Maariv in the other room, in the shul, makeshift shul, you know, three doors down. And what are the women going to do? One word. No, that would be great. It would be great if they just talked. Disperse. They're going to disperse. Yeah, they're going to go back to the room. They have 15 minutes, 20 minutes to have dollar time. They're going to be gone. Some are going to go this way. Some are going to go that way. To get everyone back for Avdallah is a whole process. It's a process which is annoying. It takes time. And at that point, since already people are plotting, they didn't want to rush to end Shabbos, but Lamaisa, Shabbos is over. You already have a Maariv to go get him to come back. Everyone's getting mad. You can't light fires in the hotel, so there's only one Avdallah, so you do it. So it gets very frustrating. So I've got a solution. You know what this solution is? Okay, close. No, I'm close. I like the skipping Maariv. Don't say it so radically. Don't say it so heretically. I've got a better idea, but you're on the right track.
I'll do Maariv after.
Good. So why don't you just make Avdallah first? Well, you have everyone. Now, you bench for Shalosh Shudis. You know, you bench. Everyone's could you go way well past the Zman. There's no Zman issue. So don't ask me, it's not the right time. You're past the time. It's 78 minutes after Shkia. So even the Rabbeinu Tamniks are fine. You just make your bench. Now just make Avdallah, and everything will be great. The women could disperse. The children could run everywhere. And the men will go daven Maariv. What's the big deal? Yes or no?
No.
Why? Why? You're doing Avdallah Lakos, yes. You're doing Maariv, you say Atachon Antonu in that Maariv?
It's just
yeah.
A certain way you have to do it.
Minhag Avoseinu, okay.
You try and push off Shabbos as much as you could.
Okay, so you try to push off Shabbos. I'm fine with trying to push off Shabbos only good, but I was very careful to avoid you. Because either way, Shabbos is going to end, even when you start davening Maariv, or you do it again, or perhaps not. This is going to be part of the problem. Anyway, you're not going to end Shabbos. And so you can say, okay, we'll wait 5 more minutes. Which we would have started Maariv at 7:45, but we'll wait 7 more minutes. We're having such a good time. And then we'll say Avdallah first. Oh, maybe Tadav Shana Tadav, yeah.
You are saying you are breaking up in the Avdallah.
Yeah, I'm ending Shabbos with Avdallah. Let's use the word Avdallah. We're going to use for make sure we're all on the same terms. We'll call Avdallah Ala Kos, just so for the drink, and we'll call Atachon Antanu the Avdallah in Shmoneh Esrei. We'll call it just for this year, so everyone will know what we're talking about. Yeah.
Is it because if you do Avdallah Ala Kos,
yeah,
it's almost unnecessary to do the Maariv without the Atachon Antanu?
Okay, so Sham's getting into problems over here. Well, who says if we do this, they even say Atachon Antanu in Maariv at all?
Why not?
Don't you have? But I already made alakos in this case.
Let's say you had alakos and you a normal davening.
Normal, you do it anyway.
And you forgot to say atachon antanu.
Is anyone good? Have you? You've now thoroughly confused everyone, which is good. Is everyone confused? I'll be honest. Sometimes I have clarity after giving a chabura. I don't have so much clarity in this. So I hope I confused you. My goal of this chabura is completely to confuse you. I don't really have clarity on this topic. You know, I spent more time than I would have liked trying to edit old notes, and I still have no clear outcome. I'm going to read you a 3-line gemara, and you'll tell me what you think. The gemara says it's really 3 lines, then 1 line. I'm going to skip a few lines and read one more line. It says the gemara in Brachos. It says, Anshe Amar Chia Bar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan Anshe Knesset Gdolah. The rabbis Anshe Knesset Gdolah Tiknu Lehem Yisrael. They made this enactment, this takana, brachos utvilos vavdalos. They made all these enactments. Betchila, in the beginning, kavua betchila. They said, oh, you want to make avdalah? Do it in Shmon Esrei. Ha'eshiru, once we became rich, Jewish people became rich, kavua alakos. We decided, okay, now we could afford wine. We're all rich. We could make avdalah on a cup. Chozru vehenu, nebuch, as Jewish history goes, we were doing very good in the country, then we get kicked out, then we go to another country, we do well, we get kicked out. Rechmono litzlon. Vehenu, we became poor again. Kavua betvila. So the rabbi said, say it in Shmon Esrei. Ve'em amru, amavdo betvila. They also said, well, if you're doing it in Shmon Esrei, tzarech sheyavdil alakos. You still need to do it alakos. End of Gemara number one. Okay. Gemara number two, it says later on, it says, Iboiluhu, the rabbis asked a question. Wait, so let's see. Gemara number one, you're supposed to do two things, yes? That's pretty easy Gemara. You're supposed to do now Havdalah in Shmon Esrei, and you're also supposed to do Havdalah Alakos. Is that what we do every week? Yes, very simple. Judaism 101. Now you get down to Judaism, maybe 201. Iboiluhu. Hamavdil alakos. Someone makes avdol on a kos. Okay. Mahu sheyavdil betfila. What should he do? Should he make avdol in Shmon Esrei? I don't know. Is that a question? Assuming. I don't know. I guess so. Yeah.
It sounds like make
avdol first. Omer Machem Bar Yitzchak says, Kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer, mitvila, from Shmon Esrei. Matvila, just like the avdola you make in Shmon Esrei, the ikar takanti, that was the main original takana. You should say atachon antonu in Shmon Esrei. And yet, the rabbis still said, even if you do the main enactment of saying atachon antonu in Shmon Esrei, hamavdo betvila tzarech sheyavdil alakos. Then when you're done Shmon Esrei, you need to go home and do the secondary enactment, which was on the cup. So amavdo alakos. So if you do the secondary enactment first, probably if you make avdala on a cup first, dilavikar takanti, which was not the main, it was only the secondary takana. Lo kol shekein. Surely, when you daven Shmon Esrei, surely you should say atachon antanu as well.
But maybe the reason why you have the takana to do avdala afterwards is because women don't daven. So if it's only where you're doing it in Shmon Esrei, you need to do the Havdalah at home for the women and the children. If you do the Havdalah first, it's not necessarily a Kal v'chomer or whatever it is that you should also do in Shmon Esrei.
So I hear you. The problem is Gemara doesn't mention anything about women over here. Yeah.
Where are they doing this Halakos? Right. In Shul?
I have no clue. Not a clue.
You said in the Gemara, then you go home and make Halakos. So what if you did at home,
I'll
first and then
came. I don't know. I'm reading one more line for bonus. One more line. Rab Acha Aricha Kami de Rav Chanina, he learned in front of Rav Chanina. Hamavdo betfila. If someone makes avdol in Shmon Esrei, Mishubuch Yoser. He's better. He's more praiseworthy. Mimisha Yavdo alakos. And someone who does it on the cup. V'im hivdo bezu bezu. If you do both, Yanuchu lo brachas al rosho. We throw brachas on his head. In other words, he's so great that he did it in both.
Is there a reason given for that?
Saying silently is better. He says, the Gemara continues. Gemara continues one more line if you want. It says, Hagufa kasha. Doesn't make any sense. Amrit, we said, I'm avdo betfila meshubach yoser. We said, if you say avdo in Shmon Esrei, you're better than someone who says on kos. We see it's enough just to do it in Shmon Esrei. For other Tani, and then we said, I don't get it, he says. Then he says, if you do them both, you get extra brachas. He says, I don't understand. Then, if you're just Yotze with Shmon Esrei, so why make alakos at all? So I'm as confused as you are. So then the Gemara says, and then it continues. So that was, he says, he changed the gears to the Gemara. Maybe it doesn't mean that exactly. And then it says something else. Yeah.
What about the issue of eating? In other words, if you make...
Oh, very good. So we have... Dave is adding more problems to our confusion. What about eating? How can you even drink the cup if you make Avdolah first? Okay, you're going to tell me maybe the cup is different. So you had to eat. So what about the women folk who are now... Or the women folk, maybe, let's say the guy who, it's the guy who doesn't go to Marib. You know, you always have that situation. Yeah? So you have your Shabbaton case. You make Avdolah first, but after Shalosh Shudis, let's say that's allowed. Okay? And then all the men are supposed to go to Marib. What's going to happen? Invariably, there's the ladies' man who doesn't go to Marib. He's just hanging out with all the women. He wants to hang out there, whether that's appropriate or not. We'll leave for a side. Right, so that's my question. But can that guy who doesn't go to Marib, can he still eat? Can he still eat? You're not doing Eishim Elishmo and Essay. Okay, so now we have to... So I ask, why don't we just stop talking and look at a Shulchan Aruch? Find me Vesavach and Shulchan Aruch. No? Anyone want to take a stab? Find it for me. Pick your page. Any page. Yeah? Not there. Shulchan Aruch deletes this scenario. Omits, rather, is a better word. Omits this situation. What is the halacha? Are you, just a very simple question, are you allowed to make Havdalah al Kos before Havdalah in Shmona Esrei? Says the Prima Gadim.
Yes.
I would say yes also. It seems to be a Mefurish Gemara. Says the Prima Gadim. But the Shulchan doesn't mention this Gemara. Prima Gadim has a whole piece in which he says, I don't know that that is actually accurate. He says, it doesn't seem so clear. Now, how he deals with the Gemara is a little bit confusing. I don't fully understand. But he says, this is part of my confusion, he makes a diuk from another Shulchan Aruch that says, let's say, and ta over here means you make a mistake, but it means you taste something. Ta'am, so it's some of the gears of ta'am. You taste, you eat, v'lo yivdil b'tfila. You didn't make avdol in davening, and you eat something. V'ein lo kos b'layla. And you don't have any cup at night in there to make avdol on the cup. V'sover sh'af l'machro yu. You're not even going to have a cup tomorrow to drink. Tzarech l'achzer u'espalo. You need to go back and say Shmona Esrei and say Atachon Antanu in that unique situation. So the Prima Gadim wants to say the only reason why that then you need to do it in Shmona Esrei is because, he says, because you don't have a cup. But let's say you would make a cup, you would have a cup of Avdalah, yeah, you'd have a cup of Avdalah first. You wouldn't need to say, perhaps, Atachon Antanu in Shmona Esrei. So now that messes everything up. Now I'm all confused. Is Avdolah Alakos allowed to be first? And if it is allowed to be first, now what do you do in Shmona Esrei? Do you say Atachon Antanu? Prima Gadim says, I don't know that you would. So now you got more problems. Question number one is, are you even allowed to do this shtick? Question number two is, if you do make Avdolah Alakos first, are you allowed, are you supposed to, say Atachon Antanu in Shmona Esrei? Says the Mishnah Berurah, yeah. I know. And so Prima Gadim says he doesn't know. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, again, 150 years ago. We're not talking what happened for the thousands of years before that. Not a clue. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he pipes up and he says one line. Throws in one line. He says, this is on the words, Omram Avdalah B'choni Nedas. Shulchan Aruch says to say Atachon Antanu B'choni Nedas. Okay, that's not controversial. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afilu, even, Im Nizdamin, if it happens to be, now that's a vague Lashon, if it happens to be, Shehivdil Alakos Mikodem. Oh, if you happen to make Avdalah first on a cup, well, you're allowed to do that? I don't know. If it happens to be, Mikol Makom, Tzarech Lahavdil B'tfila Gamkein, you still need to say Atachon Antanu, not like that Prima Gadim. So in other words, Mishnah Berurah assumes that there is such a scenario that you're going to make Avdol on the cup first, and he says, oh, when you do that, you still need to say Atachon Antanu afterwards. But are you allowed to do this ideally? You're not allowed to do it ideally? I don't know, it doesn't sound that way. You're allowed to do it ideally. Yeah.
Maybe according to that, that's an example based on what you said would be, we're at the hotel,
yeah.
Right? You didn't daven Maariv, right? There's an early Maariv or a regular Maariv and a late Maariv.
Yeah.
You're sitting schmoozing in the one of the lounges,
mm-hmm.
Right? And a group of people made Havdalah. You happen to be in the room,
yeah,
they made
right.
Havdalah. that's a little different than making a conscious decision. You know what, guys?
I don't know. Maybe not halachically. Maybe practically, from like a religious perspective, like in terms of like avodas Hashem. Yeah, there's different ways of you trying to end Shabbos. But here, from a practice, you heard Avdol. If you had in mind to be Yotzei and you had a Yotzei, so you did Avdol. Do you say Atochan Antanu? Prima Karim says, I don't know about that. Mishnah Berurah says you do. Okay, but are you allowed to do this whole situation in the first place? So many posts can want to say, since it's not talked about at all, and since like the Mishnah Berurah mentions is like his diamond, it happens to happen, it happens to occur that way, it's only bidyevet. It's only bidyevet. Okay, but bidyevet is workable in sometimes situation. If we said the women folk are all going to disperse, and you want to make sure that everyone hears Avdol at the proper time, maybe that's a good bidyevet. I don't know. Says the Divrei Yaakov and others that this is only bidyevet. Comes along the Rivos Ephraim. I'll just read to you what Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt writes about this. He's very surprised why this is not mentioned anywhere. He says, he ends off with the great words. He says, "Omem tsarachin, amayir Rambam as shulchan aruch shmitu din zeh." Like, I have no idea why they just deleted this whole halacha. Like, either you're allowed or you're not allowed to do it. So, this is my lack of clarity. This is lack of clarity. Point one: I have no idea why shulchan aruch doesn't say this clear halacha. Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's bidyevet. Then you look at some of the poskim. So I found this like Lubavitch. I think it's like a Hasidish Torah journal. It's called Achsania, and it quotes the Sefer Pe'er Yisrael. So a Google search, I'm sorry for, I'm not, Rabbi Schoenfeld might smack me for this, for not knowing this, but the Per Yisrael was written by the Ger Rebbe, so I should have known that. Yeah, so Per Yisrael, one of the Ger Rebbe's wrote, I think the Beis Yisrael, if I'm correct. So the Per Yisrael, but I couldn't find it online, like not in Hebrew books, not in Otzer HaChachmas. If anyone has a 3-volume set, maybe they have it upstairs, 3-volume set of the Per Yisrael, you got to check out volume 1, and I think at a page 107 or something. Yeah, check it out. Apparently, the Per Yisrael writes that the Beis Yisrael, one of the Ger Rebbe's, Emesvas Emes, would often do this. I'll read his lashon. For pa'amim, they would be mavdilim pa'malakos kodim tefilas sarvis. Maybe the tish was going very long. I don't know. I'm making this part up. The tish was going very long. They needed, before they got to Marav, some people wanted to go home or whatever. So they made Avdol at the tish, and then they would dive a Marav later on. I don't know. Definitely that was a thing. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you decide you want to be
Yotzei, yeah,
are you still making Havdalah for your wife?
Now that is a major problem. We need a whole week on that. That is a major, major problem. Answer is, if you decide to be Yotzei, the simple answer to that is no. You should not be Yotzei your wife. If you have in mind to be Yotzei with Havdalah in Shul, Havdalah in Shul for people who either are going to want to fully be Yotzei and have no one else to be Yotzei at home, that's the point of Havdalah. Yeah, Yom Kippur is a little bit different. Yom Kippur is a little bit different. Yes, but yes, yeah.
So a lot of times you say that the women can just say
Atachat. Yeah. Okay. So wait, question. Let me be clear. Question about women. I need two more shiur. Next week, I think Rabbi Roosevelt's not here, so I'm giving men and women. Let me tell you a good topic. We're going to do Mirtz Hashem next week. We'll cover it, so you don't have to wait so long. So all women questions we'll leave out. I was just to whet your appetite about the scenario, but it's not a women's. We have to hit. That needs a whole. A whole topic. But let me read to you what the Achsani, listen to this. So Achsani quotes the Bala Tanya, the Eligal Babich Rebbe, the earlier Babich Rebbe. He writes like this, V'shulchan Aruch Rav, B'motzei Shabbos Achron L'chayev, the last week of his life, okay? Omar, he said, Shemikevan Shavdala Yeshvar Shi Doraisa, on the cup is possibly, according to some, Doraisa, Utsvilas Arvis Amarev is just a Rishus. It's just optional. That whole stuff is another situation, but we'll leave that loosely as a rishus. Al Kain, he says, first you should do it on the cup in general, he says, because that's possibly Doraisa. You can even drink the cup, he says. That's what he said the last week of his life. Now, again, I don't know what to make of that. I'm just reading you two lines, and then he ends off with Sarachin. Okay, fine. So, yeah.
I think I could answer your question.
Okay, good.
Based on what you just said.
Okay, what's there?
You said Sarachin. So, Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld, said this about Sarachin. He asked me, what does Sarachin mean?
Okay, what does Sarachin mean, yeah?
All right, so I said, well, you look in the postgame, you try and figure it out.
Yeah.
And then what do you do, he said. I couldn't answer it. I said, I don't really know.
Yeah.
And he said, you look at how it affects everybody's life.
Oh.
And that's what you do. That's
because he was a consummate shul rav. He was a consummate shul rav.
That was the answer.
Yeah,
and
I hear you.
Came out with the dreyeved could be lechatchila, yeah, and depending on the situation.
I hear you loud and clear. And the question is, how do you apply this now to our? How do you take that lesson, Rabbi Schoenfeld, and apply it to our situations? I don't know. In that case of the shalishlis, I'm not sure. So it sounds like, let's move on though, based on this, so it sounds like the upshot is that with general lechatchila, we do atachon antanu first, then you make havdalah al kos. It sounds like in certain situations, there's definitely room to be lenient and to play with this based on the situation and the practicalities of the case. But what about the drinking? Final issue. Are you allowed to eat and drink before you get to Maariv? You know, let's say you're not going to have a minyan for Maariv for another 30 minutes, and you made Havdalah al-Kos first because the situation called for it. It's maybe b'di'evid, but you're allowed to. Is now everyone allowed to go back to their meal?
I thought Havdalah was what you were allowed to
do. Which Havdalah?
Doesn't make a difference.
Oh, okay. So Mishnah Berurah says, so the Mishnah Berurah, listen to this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, after you make Havdalah in davening, you can do malacha. You can do malacha. So after you make Havdalah in davening, you could drive home from shul, even before you drink anything and made Havdalah kos. And even if you say Baruch HaMavdil, you could do malacha. But what about eating? Listen to this one-line Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says this, confuses things a little bit even more over here. Mishnah Berurah writes, but what about eating? He says, "Umikom akom le'inyan achila, for eating lo maani. It doesn't help. Ad sheyavdil havdala gemura ala kos. You can't eat until you make it on the cup. V'gam b'tfila. What in the world does that mean? Say it again. Say it as a sentence. In order to eat, says the Mishnah Berurah, you got to do tfila and halakos. And he could, as he quote on the bottom, mem vav, in the Shaar Tzion, achronim. Says all the later achronim, we don't know who the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. I saw many posts that we don't know which achronim does he say. Where does it say this, that you need to do both in order to eat and drink? And in fact, the later poskim dispute this. The Shevet Alevi, look at the Aruch Shulchan, the Shevet Alevi, and Mitzitz Eliezer, they both say that the Mishnah Berurah only means that you just need to make it in davening. As I said, that you don't need to make it, you still need to daven, but you can eat simply after a la kos. In other words, the cup is the thing which entitles you to eat. To which I will end with, I think I'm running out of time, I got to read to you, I got to read to you a Rev Warman, because Rev Warman was, Zatzal was Rosh Yeshiva of Hebrew Academy of Nassau County. Hank, and of course my wife went to Hank for 12 years. Rabbi Warman has a special place. All my siblings in laws went to Hank. Hank's a big place in my in-laws' family. Rabbi Warman was the Rosh Yeshiva of Hank for many, many years, from Queens, of course. Double reason to cite him. And so Rabbi Warman, he's good friends with Rabbi Schoenfeld, I'm sure, he writes like this. A big chiddush. I saw Rabbi Reisman, Flatbush also is the same chiddush as well. But we'll quote Rabbi Warman, it's the same vart. He says, there are two parts, very beautiful idea. There's two parts of Shabbos. What are the two parts of Shabbos? Two luchos, what does it say? One says shamar, one says zachar. One has to do with shamar, has to do with the los asays, not to do bad things on Shabbos. Zachar has to do primarily with doing good things, the either cholent, the potato kugel, cholent, potato kugel, nap. Yeah, well, what else could be better on Shabbos besides those three things? And therefore, that is the Zachar. Each aspect of Avdalah, he writes, takes care of one of those things. The Lulei de Mistapina, Amina Buzed Dover Chiddush, says Reb Warman. And it's safe for Oros HaShabbos. De Ikah b'Avdalah Shnei Dinim. There's two parts. The Elchad Niskayim Ayidei Avdalah B'Tfila. One is taking care of Avdalah in Atochon Antanu. The Elchad Niskayim Ayidei Avdalah Shalakosh. And one is taking care of Avdalah on the coast. He says, there's two parts. There's Zachar and Shamar. He says, V'ulai, I'm skipping a few lines and going to the part that's relevant. V'ulai yeshlomar, t'avdalah sh'ala kos, t'avdalah on the cup, po'eles lahatur kol chiyuvei Shabbos ha'mista'ifim mikra de Zachar. The kos is to get rid of the good things, meaning the positives. In other words, like this. He says, "Umavdilim koda matana garishin shechol." Before you start fressing with your malava malka and eating your pizza and your bagel and your whatever, you're eating matzei shabbos, your pasta. Before you start eating that, you need to make havdol ala kos, because the kos represents all the good cholent and kugel that we ate on Shabbos. The kos separates that. It's a positive act of drinking also. It just hit me now, right? And that breaks the eating that you're doing on Shabbos and the eating that you're doing on Matzei Shabbos. But tefillah, the one in tefillah, that gets the Atuk Anantanu, that gets rid of the malacha part. So the malacha is taken care of by Shimon Esrei. That would be against this Mishnah Berurah. It comes out like this. He says, Ulafima Shakasa, based on this, Davar Chiddush, She'im Hivdil ala Kos, Kodem Tefillah Sarvis. If you made Avdol on the cup first, in my case, my Shabbaton case, tying us all together, according to Rabbi Warman, if you make Avdolah first, ala Kos, then you're going to go Dav Mariv 10 minutes later for whatever Bidyevid situation that you needed to in this situation. He says, Takati Chayav Omer Atuchon Antonu B'Tfila. You still have to say Atuchon Antonu B'Tfila. Mutter V'Lecho Acher Kach. You could still keep on eating after Avdolah before you Dav Mariv, because the eating is connected to the one on the cup. Aval Aser, but it would still be Aser to do Melacha Ad Shiavdu B'Tfila. Ve'aroni B'Zeh Echad Mibnei Yeshiva. A Hank student told him this ha'ara, he says, Vakati yesh wadun b'zeh. I don't know, maybe it was one of my brother-in-law, my wife, who knows, I don't know, B'nai Yeshiva, I don't know, but it's one of the B'nai Yeshiva, but he says, said this, he says he doesn't know if this is true, halacha l'maisa, but let me just sum it up, and then you can all ask questions. The sum up is, I'm thoroughly confused. It seems to be, I'm not sure if it's even l'chachil or b'diyev, but clearly there's a concept of making it ala kos before you daven marv. I've never really seen it done. It doesn't sound like it's an ideal at all. If you do it, though, you would still need to say atachon antanu in Shmona Esrei, according to most poskim. In terms of eating, it sounds like, according to some, you could eat before you daven marv, but to be safe, I don't know, we're not saying that halacha l'maisa, I would probably say better daven marv first.